You're tuned in to the This Woman Knows podcast network, holding space for women evolving into their best selves. And now, here's your host, Deneen L. Garrett.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to Women of Color, an Intimate Conversation. This is part two of our panel group Intimate Conversation. So check out part one if you haven't already, so you're prepared for part two. We do have a new face. So we have Lola, who is going to tell us a bit about herself. And she's also going to answer what inspired her to start her business or pursue her current path. Now, everybody else will just say something quickly about themselves, like what they want you to know about them. But again, if you want to know even more, go back to part one and check out the show notes, because their bios and contacts are there as well. So Miss Lola, tell us a bit about you.
Hi, good morning. So Lola is really a kind of like my stage name.
Okay.
Shantae Smith is my full name. I'm the owner of She's a 10, which is an image and fashion brand that focuses on transformation, branding, beauty, image, all the things. And basically what I do is I help clients reach their, as we call it, their 10-tential, which is their highest self, through basically from the inside out. So that's me in a bunch. I do have a shop and just a bunch of things. I help people, like I said, transformation is my thing. So you could be needing me for a speech, you could be needing me for an interview, for music videos, to just all kinds of transformations. I do Halloween, face paint, et cetera, et cetera.
I love that. And I love how you just got to it, because I didn't even get a chance to sip. I was putting my cup up to my mouth and you said it was, that's me in a nutshell. I'm like, oh man, I'm on. So we're just going to do a brief. So Chris, what's one thing that you want our audience to know about you?
Connect better, build faster, grow more. Brand and market your business. Boom.
Boom. Jackie.
When you stand out, it gives permission for others to do so as well.
Yeah. Okay, Vita.
All right. One-stop shop for all your holiday needs. Dream Holiday Service Line, Onboard Charcuterie, branching out into Pawtastic Pups, all natural homemade pet treats for your pups.
Love it, love it, love it. And of course, anytime anybody mentions Dream, I perk up, because like I said, one of the things that I do is empower women to live a dream lifestyle. So I'm all about Dream, right? And it's not just dreaming, it's making it happen, which Vita, you're doing, right? You talked in part one about how, you know, you really tapped into that whole thing where if it's not being done, that means it's probably for you to do it. And so you're doing that. So kudos to you. And again, if y'all want to know what we're talking about or hear more, you need to check out part one. So this is an experiment, right? It's our first time doing an intimate conversation with multiple people. So we are learning as we go, and it's all good, right? Because that's what life is about. Like, I have a whole bunch of questions. We ain't gonna get to those questions, right? Which is fine, right? Because we're doing it in short increments. And it's fine that we're not, right? Because this is real time. This is real life. We're demonstrating to you how things happen, right? And we're letting you know it's okay, right? So you have an idea, it's not fully baked out. That's fine. Build the plane as you're flying. Oh, I don't even know that I want to use that reference, but build the thing as you're going, right?
And build the ladder as you climb. There you go.
Okay.
And we're not triggering nobody.
I know, right? Because I'm like me, I'm trying to be on the plane soon. So
right.
Yeah. So anyway, so I do want to pick back up regarding challenges. And so Lola, Shantae, and Chris, I do want you to chime in, but Shantae?
Shantae.
Okay. So I was right. All right. So Shantae, what challenges have you faced as a Black woman in your industry, and how did you push through?
I say as a Black woman in our industry, we are perceived as bullies, or perceived as overcompensated, or versus being assertive. I feel like we get prejudged a lot of the time before we are actually given our roles, or whatever challenges we're facing, we don't have the chance to fully I guess, introduce ourselves as who we are. We're always prejudged. So I feel like I said, a lot of stuff that I teach is about empowerment. So I feel like we need to understand that that is our power and we are in control of that, that narrative, essentially. So if we don't want to be perceived a certain way, we take control of the room and we deliver the message that we wish to deliver.
I love that. And so in essence, what you're saying is we don't really have room to make mistakes. We don't have room to grow. You know, we can't fire everybody and then say, oops, I didn't mean to fire you. So you come back. We can't do those type of things.
We have
to get it right the first time. Otherwise, we're out.
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right, Chris, how about for you?
I'm going to really kind of segue or partner in on Shantae's response. I first read it like, what challenges drove the business? But now I'm seeing, no, in this actual industry. And I would say, it's a little bit maybe on the more PG-13 side, but I would say my kind of sex appeal has been one of my biggest challenges. And I didn't really want to use that positioning, but that's just like the first thing that came to mind. But really, it's kind of my energy. I think sometimes it can be a bit much. It can be very powerful, and I didn't want to say overpowering, so it could just be very powerful, and that can be you know, misjudged or a little bit overwhelming to some. I think that even Vita could, you know, kind of well receive that. And just being unapologetic about taking up space is how I overcame that, right? Like,
yeah,
I come in with high energy because that's my passion and my purpose. And when I was first coming into those rooms, you know, as Jackie said, being one of the only, I'm definitely, you know, birthed off of a corporate girly. Shout out to Verizon, one of the best corporates, you know, structures that I've ever known. But it was mostly white men. It was mostly old, you know, seasoned, I like to say better, seasoned white women. And it was a challenge, and it kind of made me hover back. That's probably where that behind the scenes foolishness came from, and it's all good now, but it was such a process journeying through just standing unapologetically in what I do, how I do it, and why I do it. And that has been one of the biggest things that I'm actually still overcoming, just owning my energy. Mm-hmm. And since I've done it, like, experiences like this have come so naturally. I don't chase them. I'm attracting them. And it's just been super empowering, as we've heard several times through this process. Like, the people who rock with my vibe and my energy and love the way that, you know, I can add a little bit of leg and a little bit of shoulder and still be professional, still handle business, still, you know, kick ass and take names in the process and really show up even for others just as much as I show up for myself. I think that summarizes it.
And I love that you tapped into being unapologetic, right? Because when you first start talking, I was like, oh no, we want to change that language. But that's the whole point of what you were sharing with us, is that that's how you move through, you know, life at that time. Then you're like, hold up, it's not my problem, it's your problem. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I would hear often, you intimidate people. No, I don't intimidate people. People are intimidated. It's their issue. It's not mine.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
You know, I'm not going to shrink because it'll make you feel better. I'm not here for your comfort. I'm here to be me. So if anything about me bothers you, you need to check that. You need to, you know, do some soul searching or whatever it is that you need to do to figure out why it bothers you, what impact it has on your life, and then move accordingly. But for me, I'm going to continue to show up and shine. Put your sunglasses on if you need to.
Absolutely.
So again, like you know, like Chris has said multiple times, this is about empowering women. And so let's get into some more of empowerment. So we can open this up to everybody, but how do you show up for yourself in your brand? So Chris has talked about how she is unapologetic. Jackie has shared how she's been like the only in many situations. Vita tapped in into that as well. But how are you showing up for yourself and your brand in a way that could empower the women who are listening or watching?
I'd like to chime in if I can on that. My it's interesting because my Jackie Live brand, where I'm a host, MC, all that good stuff. It's a very forward-facing brand. I am Jackie Live, so I show up as myself because people hire me to do so. I get extra. I hire a stylist. Miss She's a 10 has styled me personally for a celebrity conference. And so, you know, I tap into other people's talents to add to who I am, because once again, it's about supporting the community of talent and people around me, right? So with the Jackie Live brand being very forward facing, I just have to show up as myself. But in building a community, I do take a small step back because I'm bringing other people forward. But because I'm doing it by being myself, once again, when you're yourself, you empower other people to be themselves too. So yes. When they say, oh, I don't know if I could do that, I couldn't do that, I'm like, here's some tips. And people believe me and they trust me when I give them those tips because they see how I do it and they know that, okay, Jackie could do it and she's telling me these little tips, or she's like, hey, I like your laugh. People are going to really connect to that. That's a cute, quirky laugh. And you're going to be a great instructor. People are going to believe me because I'm myself, and I'm empowering them to do that as well.
I love that. I love that. And so let me also throw this out there, and you all can kind of jump in and you know, answer the previous questions if you want. But what strategies have helped you grow your audience and attract opportunities? We heard Chris mention manifest, which I'm all about attracting and manifesting. I wholeheartedly believe in that. It happens. It's real. I know it. Jackie, you say being yourself. So let me kind of hear from Shantae and Vita as to how you're growing, attracting, and also showing up for yourself and your brand.
Yes. So I'm going to piggyback a little bit off of what Jackie said. It's going to go with the authenticity as well as collaboration. So partnering with other people that have brands that are, I guess, cohesive with mine, it speaks even loudly to the community, essentially. So I would say partnering up and collaborating with others that are similar brands, and also storytelling. Like, that storytelling is the authenticity of it. So if you're telling people real life stories, real life experiences, you're getting, you know, that authentic quality to where people can connect and really understand that experience that you went through on, you know, on even kind of plane, you know?
Yeah. And the storytelling is key, right? Like, I'm constantly reading posts on whatever social media, LinkedIn, Threads, etc., about storytelling, about your authenticity. Jackie can probably, you know, she can second this as well. As a speaker, people want to know you. They want to connect to you. So share yourself. And that's how, you know, you tap into your authenticity. That's how you connect with people. But, Vita, what would you like to add?
So my thing is, the way I keep showing up for my brand is leveling up. And I have this phrase, like, I don't want to do what you do. I just want to do it differently. Mm-hmm. And I tell Chris that all the time. So to give you an example, if I hear one more person say, like, you should do a charcuterie workshop, that's what everybody does. And I'm like, I want to throw my phone and throw it, I hit him in the face with it. And I get it. It's about making money, but I'm at a point now, like, I literally, if people ask me, what am I? I say, I'm a visionary. Like, yes, we need to make money, but I'm at a point now where being a visionary is so key to me, where I'm like, I want to be remembered for what I do and be remembered as like this, this artist of a lifetime, you know, because the money is going to come, and the being remembered for what I do and my work is going to come. That's going to come. And I say that, so to give you an example, and I know the green bubble's coming. To give you an example, like, instead of just doing the grazing table, it's more about, okay, there's the grazing table. You see the consistent, the boards and the little boxes and all of that. No, I'm going to level up, and you're going to see something like the spinning wheels and the layers and board, the little gold tiers. I'm doing it different. I'm leveling it up. Because you haven't seen that before. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give you a workshop. I'm going to give you something different. So it's about leveling up and being remembered for something different. And to give you the proof of why that is working and leveling up is working for me, is because when my clients come, or when I'm doing an event, before people even touch the food, they're taking pictures of it. And then it says, too beautiful to eat. So mission accomplished.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, so a friend of mine here, she, you know, she would see charcuterie and said, "You know what? I want to do that. I'm going to do that." So she's had a business for several years, but now I was really never one that was so much into what's in a charcuterie board, right? What's typically in a charcuterie board when you just go to the market and whatnot. But seeing her stuff, it's like, oh my God, I need to have an event just to order her board, her boxes, her whatever, because it was so beautiful. Like what you're saying, it attracted me. It wanted me to start to do something so that I could order her products, which I ended up doing for an event that an organization I'm a part of, we did. And I also helped her to level up because I said, "Oh, do you do mimosa bars?" And she hadn't, but guess what? She did. But she blew everybody out, right? Because we were doing these tiki boats. And so showed up with the charcuterie and the individual boxes and then the champagne and the juices and all of that. And they said, "Nobody has ever done anything to this extent." So you're right, Vita. You know, your work can attract people, right? And you said people wanted, like, let's take pictures. We're not ready to eat because this is just too pretty. So that's a beautiful thing. I love that.
And if I can just add in, because it felt like it glues everybody's response together. One of my favorite strategies, and I'm even working on branding it, and I call it leverage OPARMS, and that stands for arms, literally arms. But the A is audience, the R is resources, the M is money, and the S can be services or systems. But I think the core of it is leverage, and it definitely ties into Vita's response, just wanting to do it differently. I add more, better, differently. That's how we show up and say it and inspire. That's how we connect, build, and grow. That leveraging just strength and strategy has literally taken me to that next level that Vita's talking about. It's literally helped me show up authentically as myself. As Jackie said, I use a little bit of their power to add to my power, and now we're freaking powerful. You know what I mean? Like, it's something so core. And back to our first episode, you know what I mean? Our white counterparts, they've been doing that. They've been learned that name. They've been learned that game. And that's exactly why they've been able to not only create but maintain the wealth that they have. And introducing that into the chat, introducing that into your marketing campaigns, your connecting strategies, your networking pitches is the best way to just take a little bit of what you have and add a little bit more. Leverage, leverage, leverage.
Yeah, and so and going back to what Vita was saying, what I want people to really take from that as well is that she said people suggested that she do this, that, and the other, and she chose not to, right? And so for me, what I'm hearing or what I want to say about that is it's because she knows her why and her what, right? She knows what she wants to accomplish, she knows how she wants it to look, she knows why she's doing it. So she's not moved by other people saying, "Oh, you should do this and you should do that," which is very key. And that's part of, you know, when I'm coaching people, I coach them to get clear about what it is you want. So, like your dream life, what do you want that to look like? You need to get clear about that first. Then you back into it. And when you're clear, you don't move when people say, "Oh, you should try this." And because a lot of times we go, "Oh, yeah, let me do that." And I was that one because after I retired, I had planned to do consulting. Then someone said, do coaching. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm adding these things. And then it ended up to being, well, you know what? I really don't want to do any of that or some of that, right? I didn't take the time to get clear. And so, wait, you know, I won't necessarily say it was wasting time, but I didn't get clear, which is what we need to do. We need to start off with that. Get clear about what it is we want, how we want it to look, and then back into it. So, Chris, you kind of already jumped into answering what advice would you give to other women of color looking to elevate their business? And I would say that the acronym that you just broke down for us, is that. Is there something else you want to add?
You know, it does really start and end with that. If I had to add a little bit more, it would go back to the original message about being unapologetically you. I would say just boldly show up. Don't just show up and sit in the back. Don't just show up and not say a word. Show up with a plan. Show up with intention. Show up literally with the end in mind. And usually that fuels the process. But if you're, as Jackie says, and own so much, and even Shantae is adding in, just being yourself authentically in whatever that is, like literally the people, the things, the processes, the flow will really follow.
All right. So now we're going to enter into part two, right? So here's what a part two, and we kind of already teased it a little bit, but part two is about building together and expanding our influence. So we're going to see how much of this we can get through in our remaining time together. But collaboration, right, has been mentioned already. It's been mentioned so far on this call, as well as on our earlier call. So who wants to really jump in and share how collaboration has played a role in their success?
I'll definitely jump in. Collaboration is key to my success. And it's definitely been the main word for most of last year, 2024, and still for 2025, moving forward. Collaboration, definitely with Chris. and if you ever like watch most of my reels, I always tag in at the end the logos of everybody that I work with, especially with Onboard Charcuterie. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be where I am now. It's just all about like it's like that. It takes a village to build, kind of like raising a kid. And for me, it is just all about like, okay, how can, you know, if you reach out and touch, and then who can help me get there, and me vice versa. And I'm all about like, it's not about the big conglomerates and the corporations. It's all about the, even if it's not necessarily small businesses, because I don't look at anybody as small, but whoever has my back, I'm gonna have yours, you know, I can reach out and touch. And it's this collaboration.
Yeah.
You're willing to promote and support and do, you know, because some people will say that they'll do it, but if I can see that you're intentionally doing tagging, sharing, promoting, marketing, emailing, communicating, that's what I'm all about. So the collaboration is key, and it was definitely keeping my success as well.
And that is, you know, Chris had mentioned it in the first part. And so how we got connected was through Threads, right? I think she might have saw something that I posted about the podcast. She chimed in on that. And then she even mentioned something about a panel. I was like, okay, let's do it. Let's make it happen. And that's how we're here today. And as I said, this is the first time. So we're, you know, we are learning as we go, and we're just doing a thing, right? We're not waiting until an optimal time to make it happen. We're making it happen as we go. But what I want to say about that, and what you were just saying, Vita, is, you know, be about what it is that you're doing. If you say you're going to do something, do it. And yes, social media is a great opportunity. And then sometimes it's disappointing. And it's disappointing. And I keep seeing all these people talking about engagement. Oh, I want more engagement. And then I'll look at their profile and they have like 60,000 followers. Right. And then I'm like, well, you're following me, but you don't ever engage with my stuff. So stop that and start engaging if that's what you want. Like, you have to do the thing that you want to have happen. Me, I'm engaging. And most of it is me proactively engaging as opposed to me necessarily responding to people who have engaged with me. But that's fine. I'm going to continue doing it because guess what? It led me to this conversation. It led me to another conversation. And when I posted that we're doing this group thing, a woman who I had just interviewed said, oh, I want to come back. I'm like, okay, girl, grab your cue and your crew and let's do this.
So you have to be intentional. It's about being intentional, you know, and it doesn't matter how small, how big, how medium or whatever. And that's what I was looking for. So I was like, whoever said they're going to be about it, like Chris and Detox, I mean, I can list the name and the list, and it just so happens, small world. Yeah. Whoever Detox, the Palm Lee Play Company that I had already collaborated with, knew Chris already. So it just goes to show that circle of life, and that's what it's all about.
Right.
You know,
it's about who shows up for you, and those people who show up for you, you show up for them, and then they bring a friend along. So Shante, I want to hear from you about your experiences. So share with us the best partnerships or opportunities you've had.
Ooh,
right.
So many. Honestly, I can't say which is the best. However, like I will piggyback, like I said, again, off of the collaboration. Collaboration is probably the most important piece of growing your brand. So I would say collaborate as much as you can. Collaborations are what spread your word. It's what people know you for, and it builds your rapport and your work ethic, et cetera, et cetera. So that's how I was able to get some of these best jobs, if you want to call it. But I've worked with Olympic skaters, I've worked with celebrities, I've worked with locals, you know, just everyone pretty much. It's broadened, I would say, my portfolio, essentially, because now I've worked with almost everyone. I mean, I haven't worked with any astronauts yet, but I mean, you know, so far, you know, I've been around. So yeah, you never limit yourself. I feel like if you don't collaborate, that's limiting yourself. You don't know who you will reach. You don't know who you'll touch. You don't know who you will influence. You don't know who will be inspired by you. So collaboration is the best way to get that out there and it spread it out. But for me, I think that the best jobs are the ones that touch people the deepest. I feel like the ones that moved someone, the one that made somebody get motivated to go out and do something and feel inspired by it. So
thank you for that. Thank you. And so Chris, I'm going to throw this to you because that's what I'm about to ask you. That's how we're here, right? Collaborations, community. That's how we're on this call right now. But what advice do you have for Black women looking to build meaningful collaborations?
Self-awareness, know yourself, know your value. Don't just come to the table, you know, just aimlessly. I hear a lot of people say, let's connect, let's collab, but why? And to do what? And how? They usually don't have the answer to those questions. And they don't know that they're, in a sense, kind of putting their own foot in their mouth, for lack of a better term. So I think that goes into what Vita says as far as being intentional. It's just knowing your why, being self-aware of what power you have and how you're going to bring it to the table and stand proudly on it. That would be the biggest thing. And if I had to add a round two, I would say research. That's the core thing in relationship building for me. You know, sometimes I call it stalking. Sometimes I call it market research. Sometimes I call it engagement. But it's really about leveraging the internet for all that it's worth, when it's worth something good, and that's for information. And I use that to fuel my relationships and the progress and growth in them.
Absolutely. And I highly recommend that. You know, I share that with people that I coach, people in passing or whatever, and tap into social media, like LinkedIn is prime for that. Right. And it's often I'm having a conversation when folks are like job searching or wanting to, you know, change their career and whatnot. Utilize LinkedIn, get to know these people. Like, think of the three companies you would love to work for, the three, you know, departments, who's in those departments, start building relationships with them, get to know them, give before you ask, right? And then also utilize LinkedIn to show your expertise, you're a thought leader in this, that, and the other, take up that space there to communicate that, right? Because there's billions of people who are using LinkedIn, so make it work for you. So Jackie, I know that based off of what, you know, you're speaking and other things, what are some key visibility strategies that have worked for you?
This is kind of weird to say, but okay. So if I'm tapping into my Jackie Live brand, which is once again, being a, paid for part of an event, right? I'm on stage, I'm helping to kind of moderate things. I'm either interviewing people, introducing people and whatnot. It was really interesting because earlier on when I first started it, it would baffle me that somehow at the end of the event, when the social media clips went up and the recaps happened, I wasn't included in the recap. And I'm like, how in the world did you miss me when I was on stage for 5 hours? And so I recognized that I needed those recaps, those videos and whatnot to add to my portfolio so I could get my next opportunity. But see, if I didn't actually make it known to the person who hired me that, hey, I need to be, you know, this is a requirement. If you bring me in, you hire me, I need to be included in your recap. I need to be included on the flyer. I need to, you know, either my name or my picture should be on the flyer. This helps increase my visibility. This increases my portfolio. And I realized when I started being intentional with asking that and asking for that, they were wide open to it. They accepted it. These were things they weren't thinking about because they're not in my lane. And so, you know, I had to teach people how to make me visible for them, but also so I could use it for myself. And so I don't know if that kind of indirectly answers the question, but, you know, because I have such a presence, I also have to, once again, teach people. Yep. I don't want to say demand that from people, but teach them how to help me be visible.
Absolutely. So teaching people how to treat you, how to help you to accomplish your goals, asking for what you want, right? Because we do know closed mouths don't get fed. So all of that is true. And we just need to be courageous enough to go ahead and tap into it. All right. So we are down for our last 4 minutes. And I'm going to ask this question, real quick answer. I want every Black woman listening to know. So whether you're listening or watching, you want them to know what, and we will start with Shantae.
Just feel empowered, take control, and know that you can run anything, essentially, especially for yourself. Advocate for yourself, empower yourself, and go after what you want.
Vita.
The attention span of any user, especially on social media, is about this between 1.2 to 2 seconds, and that is equivalent to the blink of an eye. So make sure that whatever you're putting out or anything that you have that you're trying to show the world is phenomenal.
Jackie.
Dear beautiful Black woman, your perspective does not make you combative.
Love it. Chris.
Dear beautiful Black woman, I just want you to know you are more than enough. Do not fear success because it's already yours.
Love it, love it, love it. I appreciate you all. Look, we did it. We did it. We got it done. This is so awesome. My very first time. Hope that you've enjoyed it. I'm like looking forward to doing more of these. As I said, you all, you can have your own solo. So if you're interested, email me, let me know your availability in March, and we'll make it happen, because these part one, part two was intended just to give teasers. So people, you know, want to know more about you. And again, getting to know more about them, their information, their bios, their ways to contact them are will be in the show notes. So I want to thank Shantae, Vita, Jackie, Chris, Danisha, who was with us earlier. Thank you all so much for lending your voices on Women of Color in Intimate Conversation. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you, Chris, for pulling your ambitious women together. I have enjoyed learning more about them. And everybody, enjoy the rest of your day, your weekend, all the things. Thank you.
Director D, yes. You are so amazing. Thank you so much for everything. Flowers to you while you can still smell them. I appreciate you being so open with this opportunity. I appreciate you being so welcoming with my network that you had no idea what to expect with. I'm just so grateful that exactly what I said I wanted more of this year, it is coming to fruition. And again, I can't even say enough. I didn't have to go hunt for it. It really just flowed onto me. So I'm wishing more of that for everyone here.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
This Woman Knows Media is committed to your growth and evolution into the best version of yourself. We provide you with monthly podcasts.
There was no such thing as homophobia the way we know it. And there
people
was
will
no-
say and do all the things in which they
crazy
want
to. Court, I get all these views and has won and Image Award,
for quarterly magazines, great online content, and virtual and in-person events. continue your personal evolution and subscribe today. Go to www.thiswomanknows.com.